This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grayson, I saw this on Facebook, and I know you're listening because you just texted us. Poor John Grayson is not having the best day that a human being can have.
Aww. I just saw this on the text line.
From the text line, hey guys, it's Grayson. I am sitting on the shoulder of I-35 just past Southwest Boulevard because my car is on fire.
What?
Please tell everyone to be careful of me.
Oh my.
Why is your car on fire?
Here, let me give him
almost
a ring.
Like a Kansas City rite of passage.
Poor guy.
Oh, that scares me to death. And, you know, back away from the car. I hope he's not near it. You know, in the movies, those things explode.
Okay. We don't live in the movies.
Well.
Sam, what number do I have to dial to get out of here?
Nothing. Just the right number.
Do I have to dial a one?
No. Just dial the number correctly.
We don't push buttons in here very well.
Sam, I like you less and less with every passing day.
I've been told not to touch the equipment.
All right, let's see if we can get old Johnny Grayson here on the phone. All right.
Should we give him a warning?
Hello?
You're on the air. Hello, John Grayson.
Hello, Scott Park. How are you?
Why is your car on fire?
You know what? If I knew that, I would have prevented it before it happened. It's not on fire anymore, which is the good news, but it was.
Apparently, there's a fire truck headed towards you from the text line.
Okay.
The fire truck has been and gone.
Okay.
Okay.
What were you doing when one's automobile caught fire?
Driving. I was going 65 miles an hour down 35 toward downtown, and all of a sudden, I saw a flash, and then the car filled up with smoke, and then there was flames on the carpet down near my feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Flames by your feet?
Oh, yeah. So it gets better. So then I happen to have my extra-large QT cup full of iced tea that I promptly dumped on the fire inside the car.
Oh, God.
And put the fire inside the car out, and then got out. I finally got over onto the shoulder because, of course, somebody wouldn't let me off at Southwest Boulevard, you know, because people are horrible. And I finally got off under the shoulder and opened the hood to see what was going on under there. And the entire wiring harness from the voltage regulator back was also on fire.
Is this your classic car?
Yeah, yeah. Fire's out now. So I took off one of my shoes and beat the fire out under the hood.
Okay.
It was still smoking, so I got the idea that, hey, this is an electrical fire, and went into my trunk. Thankfully, I keep some tools with me. Went into the trunk and got a wrench and disconnected the negative battery cable, and then it stopped smoking. So by the time the fire truck got here, the fire was already out.
Okay,
so that was kind of embarrassing, but, you know.
John, I have so many questions. Had you not had iced tea with you, would you not have hair on your legs this afternoon?
Yeah, correct, yes.
There'd be a singeing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it grew fast. I was kind of impressed, honestly, with because it started out just behind the temperature gauge on the dashboard. And then the next thing I knew, the carpet was on fire, and it was rapidly gaining steam. So that's when I decided, okay, this is emergency measures time, and dumped out my IC.
Well, a texter has a recommendation for the name of your next rock band.
Do tell.
Flames by My Feet.
Yeah. This is a little unnerving because I'm sitting here on the exit to Southwest Boulevard. I don't know if you can hear the traffic going by. I'm sure you probably can. Yep. People are crazy.
Can we call you an Uber?
No, actually, I have a tow truck already on the way. So they're going to take me over to Sailors to drop the car off. And hopefully
it's not
they'll
Metro
be able to
Tow, is it?
No, what's funny, Dana, is I said that exact same thing. When the fire truck was here, he asked if they wanted, he said, do you have somebody you use for towing? And I said, it's not going to be Metro. So, it's not Metro.
We would all prefer someone not steal our car when it is towed.
Allegedly.
Now, John, I know, because I know you well, that car is for sale. Is it still?
I think I might have to lower the price a little. I don't know what is going to happen now. I just, this is not a good situation at all.
You can always add automatic foot warmer to the description.
I suppose I probably could. I'm just...
If you called in looking for a sympathetic ear on this show, you called the wrong show.
Oh, you've got one over here.
I'm well aware.
John, I'm being serious. I will Uber you out of there if you feel like you are in an unsafe spot. I would not wait for the tow truck. I'd just Uber out.
I'm sitting on top of the barrier that separates the Southwest Boulevard exit from I-35. So I'm back far, and I'm sitting on top of concrete. So I think I'm okay.
Well, I'm sure that we and you and Jamie have a lot of listeners who are tuned in right now. Give everybody a wave.
Yes, I will wave as everybody goes by.
Okay.
And he's going to look like a crazy person. Waving at everybody driving by.
What's that idiot doing sitting on top of the barrier on I-35? But when you get down about 100 feet down the road, you'll see the car sitting there. So that's why I'm here.
Texter wants to know if the car is now part of your fire sale. I'll see myself out.
Indeed.
Is Jen coming to get you at least?
Jen is not in town right now, so no is the answer to that. I'm on my own.
Oh, John.
Now, John, you had mentioned there was a boom before the flames. Would you have classified it as...
It was a big-ass boom.
No, there actually wasn't. There was no noise, just smoke and, smoke and fire.
All right. Well, John,
I am so sorry.
On a serious note, I know we kid because we love, but we are so very sorry for this unfortunate Wednesday afternoon that you're having.
You know what, though? And thank you. Thank you very much for that, Scott. I have been living this life for 55 years. I'm kind of used to it by now.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Thanks, guys.
Have right, a better be well. Day. In all seriousness, this is why some people carry fire extinguishers in their cars. Not necessarily because your car is going to catch fire and you need it immediately, but because if you are driving by and there is a car fire, people's lives have been saved by good Samaritans who will come by because they've got a fire extinguisher and put it out.
So we have a fire extinguisher at our house, and it's outside on the back patio. Is a fire extinguisher, if it's been below freezing many, 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 many times, is it still useful?
I too had one on my back patio for about 15 years, and I would not trust that in an emergent situation.
So it depends on the type of extinguisher. They have ones specifically designed to
for lazy
be
people.
Able to get hot and get cold, and ones that are not specifically designed for that. But it is a good idea to always have a fire extinguisher in your vehicle, but get the one that can change temperature rapidly.
Okay. Poor John.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis.
I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.